All right, hi everybody. This is the Titans of Publishing show, episode number 7, 2, 6. I don't know. I'm Bill Davis, and I'm here with my colleague Mark Hardy. And today we're going to talk about marketing promotions and aligning how you can promote things during the various holidays throughout wherever you live. So, say hi, Mark.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's a long weekend for quite a few folks, I'm sure. Have a beer and a barbecue for me. All right. Mark came up with this idea, and he wanted to talk about marketing promos, what works now, and let's just jump right in. So, why
Okay.
don't you lead us off, Mark?
Well, and think about it. It makes sense because and Bill and I were talking about the content for today's show, and it's like, okay, it's Memorial Day weekend, and if you're in retail, guess what? You get, it's time for a sale. So I don't know, Bill, if you've been in your kind of how you filter information or commercials or however information gets to you, but me being in my first job and actually first two jobs being in retail, and by say retail, it was like for a clothing store. Every holiday was just an excuse to run a sale. Was that your experience as well?
Absolutely. This many years ago, when I was a kid, I was a store manager for a retail sporting goods chain, and this was, if I remember correctly, this was our second biggest time of the year besides Christmas. And Christmas was month long. I mean, it went from like, Thanksgiving to New Year to a week after New Year, so it was like 6 weeks long, and it was ridiculous. But yeah, Memorial Day weekend was a huge one. We sold a lot of camping gear and barbecue stuff and swimming stuff, and yeah, so it's a and you're right. Every holiday, at least every American holiday was a reason to have a sale. And it was quite effective.
Yes. Now, I will beg to differ with you it to one extent, and that is for certain and in your experience and my experience, these are brick and mortar retailers. So the whole idea of having a sale is because, hey, people have more time, they have a holiday, they have an extra day, they can do recreation, whatever. But at some point, I think you reach a saturation, and unless you have the money to put behind a promotion, the advertising dollars, if you're going to be printing up postcards or whatever the case, then my feeling is that you need a little bit more. And particularly in the business that we're in, we sell services, we sell products. Just because it's a holiday, in my mind, doesn't mean you automatically default to a sale. Now, you can do one. In fact, I did one today through this weekend, but I didn't call it a Memorial Day sale. And the other thing too, and I'd love to get your feedback on this, when I sent an email to my mailing list, I didn't just say, hey, it's a holiday, big sale. I actually gave them two legitimate reasons why I was actually doing the sale now. And so I can share that with you, but I mean, I can unpack that a little bit, but I just wanted to get your feeling in terms of how do you stand out if everybody's doing the same sale, whether it's around the holiday or what have you?
No, that's a good point. I mean, I think part of success in marketing is kind of, I don't know if dilemma is the right word, but or paradox maybe, is that one of the keys is finding out what does work and then doing the opposite.
Well,
Because
yeah, I mean,
you can't be the same, or you have to put a unique spin on it. And I don't like the word spin because that's too
And that's a natural word that people use in PR, and I don't like it either. And I don't know, I seem to recall we talked about this in last week's show, but I mentioned a retailer in Baltimore, Maryland, that would actually handwrite his sale ads, and the newspaper would publish them. And you know, I mean, it was part of his brand. I mean, it fit his brand persona, you know. I mean, that's and that actually yields to probably one of the longest living campaigns that I had kind of peripheral involvement with. I worked in an ad agency that came up with the Motel 6 Tom Baudette "We'll Leave the Light On for You" campaign.
That's a good one.
And you know how you can tell it's a good one? It's been running for 20 years. I mean, literally. I mean, just with, you know, with some changes and stuff. But the takeaway from that, two takeaways from that, which are kind of like little insider things. Number one, they resisted two types of, or one operations item and one marketing vehicle because it didn't fit their brand persona. So the operations item was they resisted for the longest time having a toll-free number because it didn't fit their persona of this economical lodging chain. And people, they actually surveyed their customers, and their customers were perfectly fine. Now, at this, you know, and this was going back to, you know, like, oh, who cares now because of, you know, telephone costs are so cheap. But this is going back to when the agency I worked for, the Richards Group, first redid the campaign, which is probably, I want to say, in the late 80s, early 90s. So one operations thing. And then the other thing was all the other chains were doing television advertising. They didn't do any television advertising. In fact, they wanted to keep the whole Tom Baudette persona kind of secretive. So when it first started, and of course, I don't know, you know, Tom Baudette, trivia fans, he was actually on PBS. He had a show on PBS channels. There were some people that thought, is that the Motel 6 president? I mean, what's, you know, is he like just a customer? So it really kind of helped build that kind of folksy kind of attitude. Now, that's probably more detail than I had anticipated going into. But it just shows you when you run promotions or you have a sale, the takeaway is it consistent with who you are, who your brand is, or you're just doing it because everybody else is, you want to make some quick money?
Yeah, no, I see that a lot. And it seems like, you know, because we've hit a holiday period, I've gotten a lot more emails recently about, and they're not even talking about the fact that it's a holiday. It's just apparently an opportunity. And I think we can thank, you know, our retail brethren for kind of conditioning us to think in terms of, I got to buy something during a holiday. I mean, you know, our economy is really, really focused on consumerism. And I think we've all been kind of trained to at least be receptive to sales and promotions and advertising and that kind of thing, especially around any given holiday. And the thing that I've never done, and I'm sure that I've left thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars on the table, is, and I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, at the maybe say in September or October of the prior year, setting up a calendar, a promotional calendar that's tied to various, you know, holidays that occur throughout the year, wherever you live and wherever your market, your audience is. It's something I've never done. It's something I've been saying I'm going to do for like the last 7 years. I haven't done it because I'm freaking lazy. But I know it works. I know other people do it. And I think it gives you the opportunity to plan around it. And, you know, again, using that word with somewhat of a negative connotation, spin things in such a way that it doesn't sound like you're just taking advantage of an opportunity, but you're tying it in, and again, this goes back to what we've been talking about in past shows, is you're tying it into an overall brand story. And I think if you're, you know, we're all in this because we're somewhat creative, we can be very creative about, you know, telling a story, and inserting different, like, you know, chapters of that story, and those chapters revolving around various holidays throughout the year, we can fit them in and fit them in quite naturally.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. So a couple of things. Yes, definitely a calendar. And then, yes, definitely. I mean, we, you know, the title of this episode was, you know, what works now, obviously something that's congruent with your brand. And then the other thing too is you don't need, I mean, in some cases, you know, retailers were lazy because they, you know, they had a holiday, oh, let's just do a sale. I mean, as you were talking, I was thinking, do you remember, and these are kind of like, you know, promotional, you know, maybe in the promotion hall of fame, the scratch and dent sale. Okay. So you've got, you know, you've got something physical. Maybe it's got some little imperfections, but, you know, it functions just fine. If you're okay with a little, you know, kind of imperfection, hey, guess what? You can save. I've seen digital marketers use the scratch and dent sale in terms of their information products. I mean, some of it may be physical products, you know, where they said, hey, you know, maybe things weren't perfect. You know, we photocopied something or what have you. But it all gets back to what you said before about the story. I mean, you know, you can have, and in that case, you can kind of make up your own sale where nobody else can say the same thing. You know, right. I mean, you go through the list, you know, and again, this is kind of, you know, the retailer's the default, you know, the going out of business sale. If I'm, you know, I mean, that's obviously probably not a good example, but.
No, actually, that's a really good example because I know several very successful marketers who have taken that
to
a whole new level where they're going out of business every other week.
Are you serious? What about their credibility?
I don't think people care. And I think, again, we can thank our retail brethren for this because pick any corner in your city that you live in and find a furniture store. And there, it seems like at least in every city, there's at least one furniture store who's going out of business every other week. I'm not kidding. And they do it's a standard operating procedure every periodically. And I'm not kidding. It's like every other week. Let's just say it's once a month. They do it once a month and they have that person standing out on the various corners with the big bright colored sign and it works. It just works. And I think it has a lot to do with that, you know, whole fear of missing out. Oh, I got to get in there before everything's gone.
Right. Well, you know, would you say I've seen that done in kind of the information marketing, the digital marketing world that we live in as somebody is, quote, retiring from the business. You know, I'm retiring from the business. I'm moving on. I'm doing something else. I've got this whole inventory of stuff. And, you know, it's worth all this. But because I'm pursuing this different path, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to give it to you at a sizable discount.
Yes, I see that more often than I care to admit. And the funny thing is that this, I don't want to say it recently happened. It happened a few years ago with a particular person. I'm not going to name names because it doesn't matter. I'm now all of a sudden getting emails, like three emails a day from the list or lists that I had subscribed to 5 years ago from this person. And it's like, are you back? Did you make a comeback? What happened? You didn't tell me. You're just back. And it's weird. It's really weird. And I don't begrudge anybody for, you know, getting out of the game and then getting back into the game. That's fine. It's just weird. And you wonder now, I think with a time period that's passed, you know, 3 years or whatever, It probably wasn't planned to work out that way, but sometimes I think some marketers are very creative and they're not so keen on upholding their, and I don't know, maybe it's their personal brand, their integrity, their whatever it
Yeah.
happens to be. And I think some people do that just because they know it's going to work, or it has a chance of working. So yeah, we I've seen that in the digital world for sure.
Well, let's while you were talking, I had a thought, and we've talked, just to kind of summarize what we've done, we've talked about the idea behind the sale and how it should be associated with your brand or your company or who you are, because it becomes more meaningful. There's more of a reason for it. Stuff that you and I, and maybe some people that are going to be listening or watching to this, they automatically think of when you get to like regular people that don't do marketing every day like we do. They don't think this way. I'll give you an example. I was talking to a personal trainer. He called me. I actually worked out with him years ago. He's got a pretty successful practice or business and wants to take it to the next level. And he wants some help with, guess what? Promotion. So he goes, well, I've got a promotion going right now. I was like, okay, tell me about it. He says, okay, well, for the entire month of May, I offer. I said, wait, stop right there. It's like, now we know that scarcity works. And if somebody has an entire month to make a decision, they're just either they'll wait till the very end or they'll just forget. My guess is they'll forget and they'll move on. So I said, you know what? First thing we need to do is we need to come up with a very targeted time frame for a promotion. It could be 4 days, could be 5 days, could be a week. In his business, maybe it's a little bit longer, but but no, I mean, don't do a month. I mean, number one, he can't support
How about this, Mark? I'm in it for the long haul. I'm gonna do this for a year. I'm gonna promote. Yeah.
Okay, I see your year. I raise you a decade.
I'm gonna be in this for 25, 30 years. I'm gonna do a promotion for a year.
I'm gonna be into infinity. So yeah, timing is key. If there's one thread that I think really makes for helpful promotions is give people a reason why. If it's a 4 day thing, why is it a 4 day thing? Well, because I mean, with the promotion that I'm running, I actually gave four reasons. I mean, I'm running around the holiday, but there is actually four reasons. One is it's a done for you solution because, hey, guess what? I mean, people are more in a relaxed mode on a holiday, so it's like, hey, you got time off. Well, now why don't you get time off from your marketing? So that was an easy fit. It was for PR, and I basically said, you have 1 month. June is is a really good month for PR, but then once we get into July and August, we're into summer and vacations, and that's why you see reruns on TV because there's just not that many people watching things, online or via journalism. So yeah, so have a reason. So if you're going to say, oh, this the sale ends on this day, what's the reason? And I'm not saying lie to people. I'm saying be authentic. I mean, in my case, it's like this is a service. It's not unlimited. There's only so many of these available. And if you're going to be doing a press release in June, you got to get started now. You got to make a decision. So I built in all these reasons, and they're legitimate reasons. They're not just reasons. But I've seen a lot of people put in, well, we're taking down this page. Well, why? Are the electrons too expensive?
Yeah, we're gonna run out of these digital copies. You know what I
Yes.
like? I like it when marketers say, because I can. You know, and it sounds arrogant, but if you say because I can, and then tell the story why it's important to you, it makes a lot more sense because you could run this promotion for the month of May, and you, I mean, I don't know what kind of uptake you're going to get. But let's say 30 people said, yeah, I want you to write me a press release. That's probably not what you want out of this. Mm-mm. You probably want to get a handful of people who you can do a quality job for, and then retain them as customers for future business.
I'm losing money on this. I was transparent. I said, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it because I want to give you a deal. And I also want case studies. I want case studies in different industries, particularly in today's marketing environment, when people have a lot more choice than maybe they did just a few short years ago in terms of the different marketing channels that they can use. So, my worst case scenario is 30, because number one, it's just because it's labor and brain power, that's not what I want. If people are going to 30 press releases, okay, yeah, maybe 30 at $1,000 each, but not 30 at $149.
Yeah. So you brought up a really good point that I'm too dumb to think about. But that was loss leaders. And, mm-hmm. and you look at retailers, they do this yep. all the time. You look at Walmart, what do they put on the front page of their ad? It's some TV that's kind of crappy, but it's a mass merchandise thing that they're probably selling maybe below cost, maybe at cost, maybe just a little bit above cost.
Gets you in the door.
It's to get people in the door to experience whatever it is Walmart, proposes to be, low price leader on everything. It works, but you notice they always limit their sales. There's no rain checks. There's no, we're going to get more in next week. It's, we have three. That's all you get. But it's, if we have 10 or 15 or 20 and 1,000 people show up, that's 1,000 people who showed up. Now, you can make really bad errors doing this because you turn off a lot of people when they show up for something that isn't, that isn't there. But if you can turn that around and if you have really helpful and kind staff who know what they're doing, which Walmart doesn't.
They have staff?
That's the point. It's a self-serve thing, right? And that's not begrudging them. I mean, that's just not what they are. But if you were somebody like a, an electronics store, like a Best Buy or whatever, and you ran, a loss leader, that gets a lot of people in the door. And if you have a good staff, and if you're a solopreneur, the same thing. If you're a good salesperson, you can turn those people who came in or were mildly interested in something at a that you're selling at a loss for you, you could turn those into profitable customers so the benefit is not only for you in making a profit, but there's a benefit for them because you probably, your $1,000 press release is probably going to be better and distributed, over more channels and whatnot than your $149 release. Maybe I'm wrong, but in most cases, the loss leader is a different product than the product you attempt to upsell them to, right? Mm-hmm. So loss leaders are huge, but you gotta, what Groupon did to a lot of brick and mortar folks a few years ago was they basically made them, in order to get on Groupon to be promoted, they made them sell things at a loss, but they didn't necessarily limit. If you're going to give away a free donut, that's fine for 30 people, but for 3,000 people, that sucks. And you could literally go out of business, and a lot of people did.
Yeah. And I remember some of those horror stories. And, the other mistake that Groupon, Groupon didn't make, because they got their money, it was the retailer. Retailer is basically paying for that lead. And I don't know how many Groupons or Living Social deals, or I even remember when Amazon deals and Google deals were around. I was like, hey, yeah, this is good. And the problem was the retailer, they got me in, I paid for my deal, I gave them my coupon, and I didn't hear from them again. I didn't get on a mailing list, I didn't get a postcard, I didn't get a follow-up. And, in some cases, I did some of these coupons for dentists. I mean, The average annual value for a patient for a dentist is like $5,000. I mean, you may go in just to have your teeth cleaned twice a year, but there are other people going in for crowns and implants and everything else. You average it all out, it comes up to $5,000. So they lost money on me, and they didn't have it in place to actually follow up with me. So yeah, so that's the
That's
other takeaway of a promotion is that even if people don't buy, but you got, you got on their radar, don't let them through your fingers, because then we've seen that, in the brick and mortar instance, but it also works in digitally too. And one other thing, the I can tell you the equivalent of the loss leader, although they're still making money, it's just, digitally, I've seen a lot of products, like $10. I just bought a cheat sheet. It was value, it was worth $10. And they're like, oh, well, here, it's like, here's this. Do you want the case study? Oh, okay, well, that's a little bit extra. Oh, do you want to be part of this community where we can review all the stuff you learned? Okay, well, that's a little bit extra. So you can start with that in terms of a promotion with some kind of very inexpensive item. Now, I've seen people, and we both laugh about this because we've seen people go through, a funnel of you keep hitting no, just give me my damn $10 cheat sheet, and you keep getting offer after offer after offer, and I guess it works, otherwise I wouldn't be doing it, but it certainly is annoying.
I like the more stealthy approach. I collect their, contact info when they make the initial purchase. I show them an upsell maybe, or a cross sell or something, and then I let it go to email. And that, basically I soft sell through the emails. And yeah, you don't get as much immediate money up front, but I think again, we're more about the relationship, building it, strengthening it. Actually, and I don't want to say that other marketers don't want to help people, because I know they do, but we truly want people to get as much value as they can out of whatever it is that we're promoting, selling, building, creating, whatever. And we want the relationships to last. I think we should probably wrap this up because we've gone over my allotted time limit.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean it's a fun topic to talk about, and we'll probably revisit it. But we thought it was timely because it's a holiday and you're going to see a lot of sales. So might as well get some kind of insider kind of what works and what doesn't work. And I think we delivered.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So thanks everybody for joining. And if you didn't see this live, watch the recording and the replay. They go up right away. So thank you very much. Have a safe and happy holiday. And if you go back to work on Tuesday or whatever, have a great 3 days. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks everybody.